Up next now in the studio, I am so excited. We've had some beautiful harmonies coming from the other room, and I've got the Muay Thai sisters live in the studio. Maggie, Maria, and Marta, and I'm going left to right. Welcome. welcome to High Plains Morning. It's your first time in the studio, and I'm so excited to have you here. Y'all are playing this Friday as part of the Amarillo Opera's celebration. They've got Amarillo Little Theater booked, and you guys are going to blow the roof off of it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
You bet on it.
So when did you arrive in the you've been in the U.S. for like 4 years. You guys are from San Antonio.
Yeah, we went to college in San Antonio in St. Mary's University.
Go Rattlers!
You know, I always have to put that
plug it in.
Yeah, we just graduated last year, May.
Wonderful.
And we all did music performance.
You did. And so, and your sister used to perform with you, and she is also in music.
Mm-hmm. She's a teacher's aide back in Kenya.
Wow, that's fabulous. Yeah. Now, do you guys think you want to stay here indefinitely? Are you going to be Texas forever?
Well,
oh, ooh, silence. Silence.
East or west, home is best.
Wonderful.
I go where the music is.
Yeah.
Well, you seem to take the music with you. Now, your songs are kind of, you know, the music for you three, you know, and for your sister, almost like wings, have taken you all over the world. Tell folks a little bit about some of the places that you've performed, and you've been doing it for a while.
Yeah, we've been singing for a long time. Our dad and our mom, they started supporting us doing music quite a long time ago. The first time we sang was our first Holy Communion when we were 7.
Oh, wow.
And from when we were 8, we started competing. And then we traveled for the first time out of Africa when we were, was that like 12 or something? Yes. We went to South Korea for a young people's festival. And that's the first time I encountered very many different kinds of people. And I was like, man, I thought it was only me on this planet. And after that, music has taken us everywhere we've gone. If it wasn't for music, we wouldn't be here talking to you lovely people.
True.
Did your folks, were they very musical in your home?
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Our dad was a choir director. He's a singer. Our mom is also a singer. In fact, that's how they met, during a music festival's competition. And our mom was singing a solo. She's a soprano. And our dad was like, I like that girl.
No, actually what happened is that our mom was singing and she saw this guy sitting on an organ and his feet were moving around. And yeah, she was like, man, that is so cool. And that's the first time they ever met.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Music brings people together.
Heck yeah, it does. Well, we definitely want to hear a song if you have one in you.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Duke Ellington always said, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Okay, let me
get it.
There's an extra mic.
Oh,
that.
Mic test, mic test. One,
rip.
Two, one, two, one, two.
Okay, let it rip. One, two. Bum, bum, ba, bum, bum. Bum, 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 ba, dum, bum, ba, da, ba, dum, ba, da, ba, dum, ba, da, ba, dum, bum, 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 do be da, pa, da, do be da, pa, da, bum, 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 do be da, pa, da, do be da, pa, da, bum, 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 ba, da, da, dum, 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 ba, da, da, dum, 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 ba, da, da, dum, 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 mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Do a, do a, do a, do a, do a, do a, do a. Dum, dum, mean a thing. All you got to do is sing. Do a, 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 do a. It makes no difference if it's sweet or hot. Give that rhythm, just give that rhythm everything you've got. What good is melody? What good is music if it ain't possessing something sweet? It ain't that melody, it ain't that music. There's something else that makes the tune complete. Don't it ain't that melody if it ain't got that swing. If it ain't possessing something sweet. Don't it ain't that melody, all you've got to do is sing. Do a, 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 do a. Do a, what good is melody? What good is music if it ain't possessing something sweet? It ain't that melody, it ain't that music. There's something else that makes the tune come.
complete. Parada dum 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 parada dum 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 parada dum 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 parada.
Just like that.
That is precisely how it is done here, folks. Thank you so much. That was lovely. Now, tell us a little bit about, you have quite a broad repertoire. You've done jazz. I've heard some country. You have kind of a John Denver homage, you know, on one of your things.
We changed the lyrics to fit Kenya.
Take me home back in Kenya.
Kenya, yeah. Ew, that was fun.
Yeah. And I can't tell you, like, we have so many John Denver fans out here. He's one of the ones we play quite a bit on this show. You know, but everything from folk to jazz to classical, and you obviously have a very, you know, very operatic sounding voices. Do you each have your own, like, favorite style, and you try to kind of whip them together and have them in your performances? Or is it like you all kind of just decide, let's do this, we haven't done this before? How do you decide?
I think that's how we do it. We just listen to something, and if we like it, we do it.
That's how we always
because we tend to like the same stuff.
Oh, that's good.
So it makes it quick.
It's one person and three.
Yep.
So when you're doing a new song, how long does it normally take to get it to the point where you all three feel good? Because, you know, with like the harmonies that you have, obviously you've been doing this a while. They say there's like a thing with like blood harmony where you guys are kind of psychic and you can know who's going where and you can kind of float on the different, you know, like kind of Lubin Brothers and Everly Brothers and all these. And there are other twin, you know, groups out there right now. There are some folk groups out there, the Brother Brothers, who might even be coming in. And it just feels from a listening perspective that it's just like, y'all are psychic. Like, how are you doing this? Because you can tell it's improvised. Yep. How does that work with your dynamic?
Well, learning a song, it usually takes about 1 to 3 days. If it's 3 days, it's really hard.
Oh my gosh, it'll take 2 weeks.
Like, we've not even finished the, what is it called? The dolls.
Yeah, that's like you, maybe.
Yeah, that was Well, tough. Typically, it usually takes 3 days to learn a song. Yeah. And we usually just sit around a piano. And I'm like, okay, fine. Maggie always takes the lowest part. Then Marta usually takes like the middle to the low part. Then I always take the highest part. And we just
try it out on the piano. You hear a chord and you're like, I like that. That's hidden in the right place.
Good. You put it in.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and the genres, our dad always taught us about trying to be all-encompassing.
Yeah.
Always try new things because there's always an audience for everything. So it's cool when you can just fit in so many stuff.
So in your home growing up, were you listening to like Simon and Garfunkel? Were you listening to John Denver? I mean, was it that broad?
Both of them were into country western, actually.
Oh, so country
Dolly
western.
Parton, Kenny Rogers.
Was it Charlie Pride?
Yeah, Charlie Pride.
Oh, nice.
Don Williams.
So real classic country.
Yeah, and a lot of classical music as well.
Wonderful. Yep. And the arrangements that I've heard from your songs are so unique. How do you work that out? Do you work with people on the arrangements?
We just do them ourselves.
Wonderful.
You sit down and you... Because when you sing a cappella, it really makes you have to listen to stuff. You have to sound good. You have to sing in pitch. So it takes a time. Learning the song is the easier part. It takes the short part. But actually performing it and making it actual real music artistry, that's the part that takes the most.
It takes the longest.
It can take years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do
you never stop. Yeah. Learning.
Do the three of you, all three of you or your other sister, do you play instruments in addition to your voices?
Yep. This is Maggie speaking. I play the flute.
Flautist.
Yep.
Excellent.
And I also, when I played in band and in the orchestra, I tried the piccolo as well. I like to do that just to mess with the violinists because they have all the music and stuff. So when I play, you're going to hear it.
Yep.
That's fabulous. My sister started with the flute and she moved on to piccolo, but then she really hated the guy who was first chair tuba. So she took a tuba home over the summer and kicked him out of first chair.
Oh,
and then
what?
She lettered in all three and she was going to get flubolo on her letter jacket. Fun fact. She kicked him out.
Mic drop.
Well, we definitely want to hear another song. Do you have another one in there?
Oh, yes. No, this one is going to be a Swahili song. And in Kenya, we call them Zilizopendwa. Those are like the beloved. And the guy is...
The oldies.
Yeah, the oldies. It's like from the 70s. And in this song, is a man who is singing to this girl that he really loves. And he wants to marry her, but he doesn't really have the money to do it. So, Malaika.
What's the key?
It means my angel.
Yes. C A. Yep.
Malaika, nakupenda malaika. Oh, malaika, nakupenda malaika. Malaika, malaika, nakupenda malaika. Nifanyeje kijana mwenzio, nashindwa na mali sina, we ninge kuoa malaika. Kidege ukuwaza, kidege. Nashindwa na mali sina, we ninge kuoa malaika. Nashindwa na mali sina, we ninge kuoa malaika.
That was the Muay Thai Sisters live on High Plains Morning. Wow, that was beautiful. So tell us a little bit of what were the lyrics in there?
Yeah, try and do a translation. Mary, you're the one who does the translation.
Just the hot joints, just like the really good ones.
My angel, I love you. Love you, my angel.
If I had all the money in the world, I would marry you right now.
That is a scoop.
I feel like that is inherently also a very country and western love.
Yep.
Wonderful. Well, the Muay Thai Sisters are going to be playing in the Texas Panhandle. Folks, come on out for this. We got Maggie, Mary, and Marta live in the studio. They're going to be at the Amarillo Little Theater. That's 2019 Civic Circle. This Friday night, 7:30 p.m. You can get tickets at panhandletickets.com. Still some seats open, so come on out. It's going to be a beautiful Friday night. There's also an opening reception if you guys want to hang out. You can get tickets also at panhandletickets.com for that. It's going to be catered by Amarillo's Longwood Spoon Brewery, and I heard they got some gourmet grilled cheese sandwiches. So just a question for y'all. You're done with school now. Have you been like kind of doing more performances, more traveling? Do you have a plan for, I want to go back, I want to get my master's, I want to do you know what's going on for the next, like, you know, future plans? Is it all linked together?
Yes, right now we're performing, just gigging around. Doing what we're going
around.
To be doing. Yeah, that's what I love. We might go to grad school in the future. It's something that's always open to mm-hmm. do. But for now, performing is what we like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now, being down based in San Antonio, but traveling all over, are there any particular cities that you just really, really, that spoke to you that just like, oh, I can see myself here?
The Big Apple.
Oh,
New York.
New York. Yeah, once you see the your rent agreement, you might change your mind on that.
Exactly. That's why San Antonio is still a good idea.
Yeah. Well, the other place I've really wanted to go and check out is Santa Fe.
Mm.
I just feel like I would love it.
You're so close to Santa Fe. Yeah. It's like 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
It's yeah.
I guess that's where I'm going.
Santa Fe, are you there? Would you swear you won't forget me?
Hashtag Newsies.
It's a musical.
Alan Menken. He's one of the greatest.
So you guys are going to be playing this this Friday night. Do you have any gigs happening soon after that? You got any other travels after that?
Next week, Monday, we'll be traveling to Canada. And we'll be there for a month.
Oh, are you going to be
British Columbia?
Oh, British Columbia. I was going to say, mm-hmm. very nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's beautiful
up
there.
Yeah, we've been told it's going to be cold. Yeah. I've been waiting to see snow, and everywhere I go, I keep missing the snow. Like, we asked Carol, the lady who just brought us in, and I was like, okay, so is it going to snow? When is it going to snow? Please let it snow. Then she said, like, it snowed a month ago, and it hasn't snowed again. I'm like,
that goes your dream.
People are lying to me. Where is this snow? So I hope that I see some in Canada.
You might see some in Canada. That's pretty far west. I can tell you there is snow. And right now you can ask the people of Minneapolis and South Dakota, negative 35, and that's not the wind chill. So be thankful. Let's all take a moment of silence.
Be thankful for the sunshine.
Yes.
But I still want to see the snow.
Yeah, we definitely. Okay, so you heard that, the world. You heard that. When they want some snow. Well, we are so excited that you're going to be here live in Amarillo. And this is just going to be a great treat, folks. Take out your kids. Everybody go out and see this concert. It's going to be a blast. And again, you can go to panhandletickets.com. And thanks so much to Amarillo Opera for hosting this fabulous trio. Guys, we just got like a minute and a half yet. You want to sing us out?
We can finish the train.
Oh, yeah. Let's sing to you about a train.
Yeah.
Since Kenya finally got its new train.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are you guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4. Look at me, I'm a train on a truck, I'm a train, I'm a train, I'm a chicka train. Yeah, chicka chicka jung 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 jung. Look at me, I'm a train on a truck, I'm a train, I'm a train, I'm a chicka train. Yeah, chicka chicka jung 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 jung. Look at me, I'm going somewhere, I'm a train, I'm a train, I'm a chicka train. Yeah, look at me, I'm going somewhere, I'm a train, I'm a train, I'm a chicka train. Yeah, hard days has been a hard day's has been a hard day's has. I'm a train, I'm a chicka train,
I'm a chicka train, I'm a train, I'm a chicka train, chicka train, yeah.
Jung a jung a jung,
a chicka 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 jung a jung a jung, a chicka 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 jung a jung a jung, a chicka 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 jung a jung a jung. Look at me,
look at me, look at me,
look at me, I'm a train. Look at me, look at him.
I'm a train,
I'm a train.
He's a train, he's a chicka chicka chicka.
I'm a train. Been a life that's long and hard. I'm a train, I'm a train, I'm a chicka train. Yeah, going down to the breakers yard. I'm a train, I'm a train, I'm a chicka train. Yeah, been a hard day's has been a hard day's has been.